All right, cool. Would you guys pray with me? Let's pray together. God, we just want to thank you so much that you care about us, that you love us, that you are our God, and we want to ask for your help, God. Sometimes when it comes to this topic tonight, we have to talk about our emotions, talking about our anger and our frustration. Sometimes, or maybe a lot of the time, our anger gets the best of us, and we give in, and we say that mean thing, or we hit that person, or we wish evil thoughts in our head, and anger can build up in us, and sometimes we explode, and sometimes we don't do it right. God, would you help us when we're frustrated, when we're angry? Would you help us to process that, to think it through, and not just to react? God, you've given us emotions, and anger is an okay one to have. But if we let it get the best of us, it can turn into sin. So would you protect us from that? Help us to deal with our anger in a healthy way and not in an abusive and frustrated, violent way. We ask for your help in all these things. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen. So when I was younger, when I was little, playing with friends, a kid took my toy. It's rough, right? Hard being a kid, people taking your stuff. And so if you've ever been around kids when somebody took their toy, what do kids usually do? Punch them, throw something, hit them, scream, yes. Okay, right. Don't handle it well, right? Don't handle it well. Yeah. When I got older and people made me mad, sometimes I stuff it. I push it down inside. And over time, the offenses would bottle up and bottle up and bottle up. And then one day I would just snap, right? And it may have been something really small. On this particular day in middle school, I snapped. We were walking home, and there was like a chain that kind of swoops like this that went around our football field, okay, near the sidewalk. So we're walking around the sidewalk, and the chain's there, and we're heading home. And my friends are making fun of me, which makes you wonder if they're really your friends, right? And they kept teasing me and taunting me that I liked this very large African-American girl at school. And they just kept taunting me and taunting me and taunting me about it. And they're like, oh, you like so-and-so, you like so-and-so. Oh, you want to kiss her, you want to go out, like, right? And it's building up, right? It's building up. And so my friend's next to me, and we're walking, he won't quit it. I'm just like, boom. And I knock him into the chain grabs his ankles, and he just, boom, hits the ground hard. And he's like totally, you know, like, what the heck? Why'd you do that for? I'm like, well, stop teasing me, you know? Didn't handle it well. Later, in college, had a crazy, crazy experience. I don't know if you guys have ever had an experience like this or not. But in my college dorm room, we had a loft. So we'd built our loft so our beds could be up high, okay? So we could have more floor space because the rooms were tiny, right? So we got a high loft bed, and it's me and Mike, different Mike Brown. I'm here. The door is here. I'm here. Mike's down here, okay? Middle of the night, we're out sleeping, right? Sleeping. And my head is by the door, and I hear this noise. And I hear a key go into the lock of our door, and I hear it turn over. And the door opens. And I'm like groggy, right? Like middle of the night, I'm sleeping. And I look, and I see Mike in his bed, and I'm in my bed, and I'm like doing the math. He has a key. I have a key. He has a key. I have a key. Who is this guy, right? And light starts blasting in from the hallway, and there's a guy on our floor standing there. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because he like totally freaked me out, right? And it's a guy who wants to use our computer. Apparently, Mike had told this kid that he could use his computer anytime if he needed to type a paper. Don't think that's what he meant. But anyway, so I'm like, no, get out of here. Like, what are you doing? Why are you breaking into our room? What the heck? So like, he slams the door. Because I won't let him in to use our computer in the middle of the night. So, like, I am super mad. And I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. So, that guy leaves. Mike and I turn on the lights. I'm like, dude, how did he get in? And what the heck is going on? So, here's what happened. He talked the RA, who had a master key, into it being okay for him to break into our room to use the computer. We're talking like that can get you like, you know, expelled from college. Like misuse of an RA's master key, like he could be gone and the kid who used it could be gone. Like, right? So like super, super mad. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of like someone breaking in to your home or to your space or maybe to your bedroom or taking your stuff. Like if someone stole from you. But like I hadn't had that experience before, and I'm like, I found new levels of anger inside of me, like rage and praying evil prayers and wishing super bad stuff on this Christian guy at this Christian college, right? And trying to figure out, do we tell the supervisor? And do what do we, you know, what how do we move forward? What would Jesus do if someone broke into his dorm room? I don't know. I kind of wish he would punch him in the face so that I could punch him in the face, right? So what do you do when you're violated in some way, okay? Mentally, physically, spiritually, somebody, you know, invades your space, or you just have a perception of being wronged, okay? Because not all of our anger is actually logical, right? Because it's an emotion. It can be fueled by all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to kick this question back to you. I shared a few things that really ticked me off in my life and didn't handle them well. So talk to me. What makes you mad? So on the what makes you mad list, we have when your battery is run out, school, waking up, homework, teachers or bad teachers, friends, parents, stupid people, slow people, running out of gas, illness, losing in general, just losing, people touching your stuff, jail, siblings, rumors, small rocks, small dogs, trash talk, jokes about serious stuff, people volunteering you, mean people, presentations, being hit when things are unfair, and stealing. Steelers fans and jerks. Okay. Is that a pretty good list? I think we could spend the entire night thinking of things that make us mad because it happens. So I need you to transition. It won't be too hard. What are some bad ways people deal with their anger? All right, that's enough. You guys did fantastic. Real quick, the bad stuff that people do when they're angry, they hurt people. We've got punching them, slapping them, hitting them, being violent, destruction, destroying things, cars, furniture, people, etc. Cussing, yelling, screaming, stomping, murder, threats, biting, isolation, revenge, gossip, and unlawful legal action or something like that. Unnecessary, thank you. That would be weird, unlawful, legal, whatever. Okay, all right, now we're going to switch to the super mega happy nice way to deal with anger. Okay, what are some good, healthy ways to deal with anger? Sleep. Sleep's good. Bubble bath, something relaxing, hot tub perhaps, hot shower. Journal, write it down. Okay, get it out of you. Killing them with kindness. Walking away. Everybody say this. I'm going to walk away. Talk to the hand. I'm going to walk away. Positive thinking. Sing it with me. Let it go. Okay. And then comfort food, whatever yours might be, ice cream perhaps, or a burrito. Talk calmly. That's very good. Exercise, man. You are ticked off. You know what's really, really healthy? Go run. Go pump some iron. Go exercise. Get that toxic stuff out of your body. Yeah. Meditating. Yes, that's good. Meditation. And maybe you reflect on what happened and try to calm down. All right, you know what? I think it's time for a movie clip. Nelly, can you rock out the Inside Out clip for us? There we go. Here's an example of a girl who gets mad at her parents at dinner time. All right. We had all that. We had yelling, screaming, stomping. Oh, it was fantastic, right? I think people like that scene so much because it's actually happened in their homes, right? Yeah. You were probably someone there, right? Whether you were the kid or somebody else is getting mad, right? All right, so would you agree that there are two different types of anger? There's the super, uber, duper bad stuff, and then there's the, oh, it's okay to be angry stuff, okay? I think they're confusing to figure out. And the Bible says it's actually okay to be angry, and Jesus was angry. In fact, he got a little physical. Do you know when Jesus got angry? Do you remember when? One of the biggest times Probably the most famous one. Do you remember? In the temple, right. They were misusing the temple of God. And what were they doing in the temple? They were selling things and overcharging people for sacrifices and being like not legit, right? Cheating, basically. In selling stuff in God's temple. And Jesus was ticked off big time. So mad, what does he do? He flips the money changers' tables over, okay? Which I think is kind of cool. That you can have a guy, God, Jesus, who can have righteous anger, this, righteous injustice. They were misusing the house of God. It was right for Jesus to get mad about it. Now, we don't see him punching people, okay? We don't see him cussing at people. But he showed a physical expression of his anger at the injustice of the misuse of God's temple. Okay? That's a good example, right? So, can you think for a minute, what are some maybe healthy ways that you could be angry about something? Ever seen another kid getting picked on? I've gotten angry at other people picking on an innocent kid. Okay? Or an innocent person goes to jail. You know what I mean? Like, there's an injustice that happens, I think it's okay to feel like that was wrong, right? If I see a woman or some children being picked on by a man that's older and bigger and knows better, that bothers me. Like, you don't treat women and children that way, right? I think that's a healthy anger, right? There's an injustice. Maybe your teacher intentionally scores down another student on their homework or on their test. Okay, that doesn't seem fair. Like, it's an unfair thing, right? Or the coach plays favorites and the other players don't get to play because the coach's son, who's not as good, gets to play because he's the coach's son, right? Like, if there's some kind of injustice, maybe, all right? Some healthy anger, right? Ever been mad at yourself? Sometimes I get mad. I'm like, oh, man, I made a stupid mistake and I know better. I think it's okay to be a little bit mad at yourself. I think we can also take that to the wrong place and then kind of defeat ourselves. So, and then the unhealthy anger, where you lose control, either of your mouth and you say stuff that you shouldn't, or your body physically and you do stuff that you shouldn't. You got things like rage and violence and cursing. And then ultimately, the Bible calls this all that in a big giant, you know, bubble called sin, right? Expressing our anger inappropriately, right? Now, I think it's fair if we bring up that, you know what, it's not just spiritual. The anger actually has some biological roots, too. So you got some mental factors, biological factors. Do you ever do this game in your head where you just plot evil schemes against the people who wronged you? You do, like, mental revenge. Maybe you don't, like, carry it out, but in your mind you fantasize about the evil stuff that you wish upon this person or thing or situation or whatever, okay? That's not healthy. But we do it, right? We do it. And then this, hormones. Did you know hormones can actually make anger issues harder? Teenage guys, you got higher levels of testosterone going up and down through your body, okay? That they spike and they drop and they spike and they drop and your body's changing and shifting. Higher levels of testosterone make it harder to control yourself and more like your anger gets up there and you want to physically do something, okay? Did you know there's also chemicals in your brain? You can have higher levels of serotonin in people, make them more prone to make bad decisions and be more susceptible to anger and unleashing their anger, okay? I'm not giving you an excuse for handling it poorly. I'm just saying, you know what? I think God's a piece of that puzzle, but there's also some hormonal things going on. Girls, did you know you have small amounts of testosterone in your bodies too, and boys even have small amounts of estrogen too, so it's not just mutually exclusive. But depending on if those things get out of balance, we can just find ourselves going, like just all of a sudden we're angry and we can't control it, okay? So there's some other factors going on. All right, so let's take a look at how we could deal with it better. All right, so here's some anger management tips. I'm just going to cruise through them. Then you're going to take a couple minutes with some friends around you and maybe think about what are some things you're currently mad about and try to process through this kind of grid. All right, here's the first tip. There's five tips. They all start with D. If you're trying to deal with your anger, here's the first one. Don't deny it. Number two, delay it. Number three, define it. Number four, diffuse it. And then number five, deliver it. So let's go back and grab the top one there. Don't deny it. Admit that you're mad. Don't stuff it. If you stuff it, it's going to come out later in some other ways. Okay? I think it's okay to admit, you know what? I am mad at you. Or I am mad about this. Okay? Admit it. And then delay it. Some of you are already talking about it. You're up here on the board, right? Remember the walking away and the talking calmly kind of stuff? Step back, count to 10, walk away, and then do this. This is really, really hard to do. Restrain your immediate response. Some of you have a quick wit, and you're awesome at sarcasm, and you can snap back really, really fast and make a great, evil, mean, angry comment. Okay? Some of you, your immediate response is physical, and you want to hit them. Okay, you just want to hit them. Slap them, pinch them, bite them, kick them, hit them, push them, shove them. Okay? I get that. But if we're playing a game and you get super mad about the rules not being fair, I need you to do this. Restrain your immediate response, whether that's to say something or to do something, and then step away, count to 10, walk away. All right, number 3, define it. Try to get the big picture. Like, why are you mad? Like, what exactly are you mad about? Are you mad because you didn't score? Are you mad because people were playing unfairly? Are you mad because that girl took your boyfriend? Are you mad because mom and dad caught you? Are you mad because you got caught? Or are you mad because they treated you unfairly after you got caught? Are you with me? Because it's different. Sometimes you're mad, but it was a natural consequence for your stupid mistake. Okay? So finding out, what is the big picture? Oh, you know what? They pushed their chair back into my toe, and I am mad. But in the scale of life, how mad should you allow that to be for you? Is having a chair squished on your big toe in the scale of life enough to go psycho about? Or is mom and dad aren't doing well and are getting a divorce and you have to move far away and you're losing all your friends, that kind of mad? That's different, right? But sometimes our reaction is the small thing, and we blow it up to the giant thing, and it's really not giant. So number 3, define it helps you figure out, is it really a big one or a small one? Is it actually worth getting mad about? Number 4, diffuse it. Recalculate. Check this out. Recalculate what you deserve. Because when you're mad, you think you deserve something. You think you deserve justice. You think you deserve retribution. You think you deserve payback. You think you deserve for them to apologize to you. Right? So recalculating, maybe you don't deserve all those things you think you do deserve. And the second part of the diffusing it, counting up the good stuff. When you're mad, it's so easy to think about everything negative. Right? Somebody does one small mean thing to you, and then you think of the thousands of mean things that they've done to you ever in your life. Instead of the millions of good things, right? Especially with family. One family member ticks you off, and it's easy to think of the laundry list of the 25 things they did that day or that week that made you mad, instead of the lifetime of, you know what, they're actually a good person and they care about me. And then physically release the tension. Sometimes you got to let anger out. It's like building up inside of you. You've got to go exercise, punch a pillow, break a stick, throw some rocks in the pond, do something physical, because your body needs to actually release some of that toxic stuff inside of you. Okay, get those chemicals to calm down. If you just try to bottle it up, usually that's not going to work. Okay, and then deliver it to God. I have that look where delivering it to God is. Is it first? It's not first, because I don't think you can do it first. When something happens and you're wronged and all of a sudden in the moment of the emotion, nobody's thinking about Jesus, right? They're thinking about the offense. So after you calm down a bit and then surrender that to God, right? Because I think you gotta work that down. Bring your temper down a little bit. Ask God for help, and then find a way to express your feelings in a healthy way. So maybe you write a note after you give it some thought. Instead of just cussing the person out, you're like, you know what? You really hurt my feelings when you made fun of me today. Can you please not do that? It's better than, you're a bleepity bleepity bleep and I hate you for life. Okay? That's not funny, right? All right, now it's your turn. Okay? Now it's your turn. I want you to take like 3 minutes and with a pen in your and in your mind and think about it. If you want to talk about it with some friends that are near you, turn on the other side of that page. It's the same process, right? But it's for you to kind of fill in the blanks. So today or this week, what's going on? Are you mad about anything? Do you have any injustices happen to you? Anything that's bothering you? What are you mad about? What have you been mad about this past month? Okay? I don't think you'll probably need an entire month. I bet anger kind of comes and goes pretty quick. So Just be honest about it. What are you mad about? What's bugging you? So, Nelly, could you play some soft music? Just give them a chance to, like, just kind of think it through. But I want to draw your attention back to the Bible verse in your handout real quick. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 says, "Be angry, but do not sin." It says, "Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity." What do you think that means, to give the devil an opportunity? Yeah, like you're leaving the door open for him to come and mess you up and get even more angry and not deal with it well, right? It's about resolving anger quickly and not letting it just linger. And it's saying, hey, you can be angry, but be careful, because there's a point in your anger where you cross that line and then you start sinning against God and against other people. So be careful, all right? So take that emotion and exercise some self-control over it. And then, you know what, this is a tool. It's not the end all. This is a way to deal with anger. You might have some other ones, but use these tips and try to, live life a little bit better, a little bit more free. And, in your life, one of the questions tonight is, what part does forgiveness play in all this? Because I think if you're really going to process some of that anger, you're going to end up needing to forgive people maybe more than you think, you know? All right, so let me pray, and then we'll go to groups. God, thank you so much for tonight. Would you help us deal with our anger well? God, we're human and we're prone to give in and to not do it right. God, would you help us not to sin in our anger, but to allow the emotion of anger to happen, but help us to choose healthy ways to release it. We pray in your name. Amen.